Property, sales, and business taxes would all increase under this proposal. Senate Republican Budget Lead Chris Gildon says estate and capital gains taxes also would go up.
All said, it's going to be about $12 billion. We started off in November with a supposed $4 billion budget deficit.
Gildon says the state doesn't need the $12 billion from taxpayers.
The Senate Republican budget fully funds our state's needs, and it does so without any tax increases or any cuts. So what you see ultimately is it's all falsehood. It's all just spending for spending's sake. There is no emergency here.
Republicans say these measures will burden families and businesses already grappling with inflation and rising costs. In Olympia, I'm Tracy Ellis.